WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The satirical newspaper The Onion has a new anthology called Homeland Insecurity, collecting articles from late 2004 to the end of 2005. My guests are two members of The Onion staff. Joe Garden is a writer and the features editor. Joe Randazzo is a writer and assistant editor. Joe Randazzo, Joe Garden, welcome to Fresh Air. I'd like to start by asking you to each read a thing or two that you wrote. This new Onion book includes The Onion's, you know, quote, coverage of Hurricane Katrina. Do you have a favorite from the post-Katrina coverage in The Onion that you'd like to read for us?
Sure. Actually, we had a story that we ran about 3 weeks later, and it was Bush to appoint someone to be in charge of country. Washington, D.C. In response to increasing criticism of his handling of the war in Iraq and the disaster in the Gulf Coast, as well as other issues such as Social Security reform, the national deficit, and rising gas prices, President Bush is expected to appoint someone to run the U.S. as soon as Friday. During these tumultuous times, America is in need of a bold, resolute person who can get the job done, said Bush during a press conference Monday. My fellow Americans, I assure you that I will appoint just such a person with all due haste. The cabinet-level position, to be known as the Secretary of the Nation, was established by an executive order September 2nd, but has remained unfilled in these intervening weeks.
Joe Randazzo, your turn to read another submission that you wrote for The Onion.
Sure. This one is called 10% Tip Teaches Waitress Valuable Lesson. Concord, New Hampshire, where I'm from. After receiving subpar service and experiencing an unusually long wait for his $4.75 lunch at a local beefside family restaurant Monday, customer Gus O'Connor opted to give waitress Carla Himes a reduced 10% tip in an attempt to communicate his dissatisfaction and raise awareness of the areas in which he felt her performance was lacking. Himes, 49, who had been serving tables at the popular eatery for 13 years, expressed enthusiastic gratitude for the immense personal growth the gesture will afford her, adding that in the long run, the experience will make her a better waitress. Maybe I was a little short with him when I told him to hold on a sec, but in the future, I'll do my best to ensure a situation like that never, ever happens again, said Himes, who put O'Connor's order slip in as the understaffed cooks dealt with a large, complicated meal for a busload of senior citizen tourists. It's days like this that I thank God I get paid less than minimum wage and can rely on a built-in economic incentive to keep me motivated during those 16-hour double shifts. Himes added that she now knows she should always bring a glass of water without any ice cubes every time someone orders a Diet Coke, and that the phrase, when you get a minute, is in fact a polite way of indicating that the customer wants his request filled in under 1 minute. If he hadn't withheld that 50 cents, I'd make these same mistakes over and over for the rest of my career, she said. Even at my age, it's amazing to think you can still learn something new about a low-paying, menial labor job.
That's really funny. Have you worked it as a waiter?
I have. I did that for one summer.
Really?
Yeah, and that was enough. But it was just, I had to stress so much over, like, Reuben sandwiches, you know? It wasn't worth it for me, emotionally, to be a waiter.
How did you each first get into The Onion? Did you just send things over the transom?
I started in 1993, so nearly 14 years ago. I knew when I was in Madison, Wisconsin, I loved The Onion. I was a big fan, and I knew everybody. I knew some of the people that worked there. And so I was just sitting in the liquor store I worked at, minding my own business, where I was making signs for the window, which were, they started out with a product, like a beer, and then it's like a little joke at the bottom. And then there was a sort of an equilibrium struck with the beer and the product and the joke of taking up equal space. And then it became almost all joke and no product at all. And finally, one of the, I just did it for my own personal benefit so I wouldn't go crazy working in a liquor store. And the assistant editor at the time, Dan Weber, came by and asked if I wanted to, said he was a big fan of the signs and wanted to know if I was interested in contributing to The Onion.
And Joe Randazzo, how'd you get started at The Onion?
Through doing some improv comedy here in New York, a young lady in my class named Amy Berrydale was in the position that I currently occupy at The Onion. And then Amy left to go to India for a while. And when she left, she she suggested me for the job, which I thought was very sweet, but that there would I would have no chance. And then Scott Dickers, the editor-in-chief, sent along a story or two for me to test edit and called me and left a message on my voicemail telling me that I had a job at The Onion and I was working at a fruit basket company at the time.
Oh, I forgot you were.
Yeah. So I left. I got this call on Thursday and then I started on Monday. And still paying the bar tab from that weekend.
Can I ask you each to read something that's a favorite of yours, a favorite headline or story from The Onion? Jaron Dazza, you want to read a favorite?
Sure. So this one's great. It's titled, Long-Awaited Beer with Bush Really Awkward, Voter Reports. Warren, Pennsylvania. Although respondents to a Pew poll taken prior to the 2004 presidential election characterized Bush as the candidate they'd most like to sit down and have a beer with, Chris Raynard lived the hypothetical scenario Sunday afternoon and characterized it as really uncomfortable and awkward. Raynard, a father of four who supported Bush in the 2000 and 2004 elections, said sharing a beer with the president at the Switchyard Tap gave him an uneasy feeling. I thought he'd be great, Raynard said, but when I actually met him, I felt really put off.
I'm glad you wrote that. I always wondered for the people who said that they were voting for one candidate over another because they'd prefer to have a beer with them. Like, did they really think they were going to have a beer with either of them? And Joe Garden, I'd like you to read one more of your entries.
Okay. The article is called National Gonzo Press Club Vows to Carry on Thompson's Work. Las Vegas. During a Tuesday press conference at the National Gonzo Press Club, members of the nation's foremost organization of gonzo journalists vowed to carry on the mission of its founder, Hunter S. Thompson, who took his life last month.
Now that the whore beasts and the scum-sucking degenerate rat bastards in Wall Street and the White House are hell-bent on turning us all into pliant, scripture-muling puppet slavies, we must take up Hunter's fallen colors and charge into the fray, said NGPC President Gene Zolonga, who was a national affairs and shark-hunting editor for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
That's funny. Did you follow Thompson?
I don't know necessarily that I was a huge Hunter S. Thompson fan, but I admired the fact that he was a character. You know, he had, he was a very singular person, and that is something I found very admirable.
Well, thanks for reading that. Thank you both for talking with us about The Onion and for reading highlights of the new Onion anthology, The Onion Presents Homeland Insecurity. Thank you, Joe Randazzo and Joe Garden, for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Joe Garden is a writer and features editor for The Onion. Joe Randazzo is a writer and assistant editor.